for WWZ mobile.
Sir, what are you up to?
Just getting ready to go into the bus office and sign out for the day.
Alright. Well, I got me some dead chicken from Publix, and so I'm going to go eat some chicken for supper. Well, yeah, early supper.
Alright, fun.
Well, I certainly hope so. Oh, me. I tell you, I'm it's really nice living where I'm living, because I only have to drive like a mile and a half on Wadehampton, and it sure is nice. A lot nicer than, you know, having to drive like from Greenville to Greer or something on Wadehampton. I would hate that drive every day.
I can't blame you. Well, let me step in the office here, and I'll do that shortly.
And, I'll be here another minute or two. KB4CBA.
4QLG. KO4NUE. 4QLG. KO4NUE. 4DOS. KO4NUE. NUE, no contact. I'm clear.
WWZ mobile. RNUE KO4 WWZ.
4DJW mobile.
JW KO4 WWZ. Good afternoon.
Hammer, what's going on today?
Much, sir. Just getting off work, heading back to the house. I think I got a decent personal one for my mom.
Declare it an official weekend?
Official weekend has been declared as a $1,700.
Hoorah! I've got one trip left to make to the transfer station, and I'll be able to do the same.
Good, sir. Hey, what do you do for a living, Dave?
House, fire planes, talk on the radio. I used to have a team of software developers that developed financial integration software, but I since left that position after quite a few years, about 20 years doing that, and I have retired, kind of retired, sort of.
That sounds like a good job. Congratulations on your retirement, sir.
My wife, my LinkedIn page showed up that I had a six-year anniversary at Bank of Japan, and she said, "You're not there anymore. You want me to update your LinkedIn page?" I said, "Yes, please do." So I guess now it's official, retired. Not with the government, but at least with the people that are contacting me about wanting me to come back to work.
Good.
Jobs, and do I understand that correct? One is the bus monitor, and there's another one.
I don't have two jobs. I don't know where you might have heard that. I am, however, looking to change jobs.
JW, what's the other job you're looking at?
Looking to move from being a bus companion to going to a janitorial job at a school. That would be full time, and it would be a little bit better pay.
You already knocked on some doors, or is that just in the plans?
Through a staffing agency. So I'm thinking once everything comes back and it looks good, I'm thinking that it will work out for the best.
I wish you all the luck in finding a career path that you enjoy.
Thank you much, sir. To be really honest with you, I really, really want to get my CDLs and become at least a tanker truck driver, because I know I could do that locally and be home every night, and I could make about $112,000 a year.
It's always good to have aspirations like that. Absolutely.
is, my disabilities are giving me kind of a challenge in doing that.
Much of a challenge that is, but hopefully it's not something you can't overcome.
Well, how's your day been? How's your week been?
I pressure washed all day up until just about an hour ago, and now I'm taking the load to the transfer station, and then I'm going to rest. That pressure washing will, that'll take the wind out of you.
I remember you saying something, I think it was either yesterday or the day before, that you're going to be pressure washing your house.
The lawn furniture out to the transfer station now, stuff we don't ever use. And I see the line going back to Tom's favorite intersection is about a mile long. Whoa, goes all backed up all the way to Cunningham from that intersection. That's a lot of backup. I'm going to have to find another way to get home.
Is that the line for the transfer station?
Through it, so I'm not in that line. It's when I turn around and come back, I'm going to have to be in that line. And it's probably a mile long, easy.
Well, just be careful and be safe. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, we don't need to get in any hurry. It might take 20 minutes to get through that red light, but there will be another side if you don't get in too big a hurry. Weekend.
Hey, I might go spend the day with my brother and my nephews and his wife.
There or somewhere? You got to go somewhere.
In the city of Pickens.
What?
No, sir. That's a very good small trip. Not that bad at all.
Well, I had to sneeze there. That pollen in the air, that's kind of hard on you. Is that pollen bothering you?
Christy, I've been taking some nasal allergy meds. It's called Flunase. And I have some Zyrtec and Claritin I take these days, so I'm thinking that's helping.
Anything yet, but I might have to. When those sneezes come on, they're like all of a sudden. And it's coming out, regardless.
Yeah, do you happen to have any Claritin or Zyrtec at your house?
Any what?
Claritin and Zyrtec.
Is that some kind of medicine or something?
Any histamine, it's to help prevent allergies from being so bad. What I've always done
since I was
a little child is I'll take Claritin in the morning and
Zyrtec
at night.
More about that stuff than I do. The strongest medicine I have is aspirin, I think. Yeah, aspirin. Or Tylenol PM or something like that. That's the only kind of medicine we got around the house.
I believe you can buy these medications over the counter. All you have to do is go to your local Walmart, get a check.
I won't have to go in and do that. But I don't know. I don't know if we're over the bulk of it, or we're right in the thick of it, or where we are. But so far, I've been surviving it.
Yeah, I'm here. I got mad and irritated at somebody on the road.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go for a minute because I got to get out and unload. I'll be back if you're still there. W4DJW. W4DJW mobile.
304WWZ mobile. Yeah.
KO4NUE mobile.
Afternoon, Chad.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Chandler. How are y'all today? That's good. You know, that's tired makes you sleep good at night, and peachy makes you sleep good at night, too. I'm just now getting back from Shaw Air Force Base, and Chandler, I heard you calling me a while ago, but I was hilltopping so bad, I just decided to wait till I get somewhere a little bit better, talk a little bit better, over.
Please be fine, Chad, I don't understand. I was wanting to see if maybe we could make a plan in the next week or two to get together. I would say at the deer camp, but that would depend on your decision.
What you got in mind?
Just like to have some little lessons, you know, about etiquette and stuff on the radio and how to talk and maybe make some more HF contacts and stuff like that.
I see. Okay. So you want to keep me up all night again, right?
Good deal. I'll actually drink my melatonin this time, and maybe I won't keep you up all night.
Well, let's see. How'd this go last time? It went, Chad, wake up, Chad. What time's the sun come up? Well, Chandler, I'm not sure. We got another 4 or 5 hours to go before the sun comes up. Well, I can't sleep. I want to talk on the radio. So, you talked on the radio, what, all night? And how many QSL cards did you get in the mail?
Just one.
I looked at your logbook, and you made more contacts around the world than I have.
That doesn't sound right. I'm only a technician, and you're an extra. You should have way more HF contact.
Well, I don't know how you did it, but you did it. But, you know, where was the QSL card from?
I'll be honest with you. I'll have to get it out and look again. I'm sitting in the car right now, so I'm not in the bedroom. I thought Mama was going to be having me push now, but she doesn't appear to be at the house right now, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, we'll work something out. But, how was your day?
It was very good. It was fairly good. Not very good, fairly good. I ended up getting to ride with a good friend who's a bus driver that I hadn't ridden with in about a few months on midday. And I had a good morning run and a good evening run. Another bus driver, however, this afternoon got into a little bit of a paint trading accident that got okay and kids are okay.
So who else is in the conversation in here with us? Who was that checked in with us, over?
W4DJ, seems like I'll go ahead and hand it over to him.
Yeah, let's swing back around there and pick him up now. Don't leave him out.
Ron, I'm just sitting here waiting at a really long red light. Just passing time, getting somebody to talk on the radio so I don't just have to sit here in silence. Can't listen to AM and FM radio anymore now that I've had ham radio, kind of like Chandler with that exposure to the world. Chandler, that should be a motivation to go ahead and get your upgrade. W4DJW.
I will definitely take that as a motivation to get my upgrade. However, it's one thing to have a general license. It's a complete and total other thing to have a radio that does HF.
NUE. Well, Chandler, are you working?
Right.
You bringing home a paycheck?
Car insurance and a cell phone bill, and then the money I get from the government because of my disability. I pay rent and for groceries and all the other stuff I need as a human being with that.
So, what's rule number 3? Maybe it was rule number 2. I think it was costly thy habit as thy purse can afford.
That would be rule number 2. In addition to that, I had, as rule number 2, I had it's a hobby, have fun, and that I took slash possibly that I have is that purse can afford.
My daddy used to call that a champagne taste and a beer economy.
You have me laughing to death out here in the car, Chad. I enjoy learning from you and everyone else. It's making my day.
Well, I got to spend the day with my stepdad. We went all the way down to Shaw Air Force Base. One Air Force guy and an Army guy stuck in the vehicle all day. I guess it went all right, didn't it?
Yeah, we had fun.
We had fun, so I guess that's all that matters.
Get to meet the drill sergeant, and how did that go?
I didn't have time to go by the Army base, but we did go to Shaw, and looked at some of the older airplanes they got on display there, and we stopped the truck on the side of the road there so we could look at what was in the hangars down there. And boy, I'm gonna tell you what, that is some sleek looking pieces of equipment. I don't think you get in and fly that thing. I think you strap into it and you just kind of go where it wants to go. I cannot imagine that kind of horsepower. My gosh. That was the just awesome looking birds. Never seen anything like that up close, over.
I'll get back to you in a second. Dave, you want to say anything?
Well, I was curious what kind of bird that was. Sounds like maybe a B-1 bomber or something like that. Those are awesome airplanes, too. Anyway, this will probably be my last because I am about to turn in the driveway. W4DJW. Enjoyed it, you guys. Have a good weekend.
Enjoyed it, Dave. Thank you for the T-shirt. Always a pleasure to talk to our net manager. 73. God bless you. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Chandler, I'm going to duck on out to you. 73s. You have a good day, sir. KO4 in UE. I'm clear.
Hey, Chad. Hey, if you'd like to, you can give me a call or something on the landline tonight. I'll be around. Talk to you later. God bless you, KO4. WWZ, clear.